It's Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio.
I'm not sure how many people are discomfited by how we're using the word discomfited.
That's what they say. Good morning. I'm Rena Miller, and here with us now is University of Michigan English professor Ann Curzan. Good Sunday morning to you, Ann.
Good morning.
I feel discomfited when I have to go to the dentist. How did this topic come up, Ann?
Douglas, who listens to us from Atlanta, wrote about this question, discomfort versus discomfort. And he wrote, "But I once was discomfited by discomfort, never discomforted by discomfort."
That's too difficult.
Yeah. So let's try to unpack what's happening here. Okay. We've got these two verbs, and let's start with discomfort. Is that a verb that you use?
It's not something I would use in a conversational way, but I have used it, actually.
It's interesting. I was thinking about it, and I thought, I think that verb is in my passive vocabulary. Mm-hmm. It's a word that I certainly recognize when I read, but I don't think it's a verb that I use. It goes back to the 13th century. It's been in English for a long time, comes in from Anglo-Norman French. And when it comes into the language, it means to defeat in battle.
Oh.
I know. This is not at all what it means now. That meaning has pretty much died out, although the Oxford English Dictionary has a quote from 1990 from a book about medieval warfare. And it may be because it's about medieval warfare. And the quote is, "Warriors would leave their defenses to discomfit the enemy." So to defeat them. But over time, this verb weakened and came to mean to frustrate the plans or hopes of, to thwart. And now to the meaning it has today, to cause unease, to cause embarrassment, or to cause discomfort.
Mm-hmm.
That gets us to discomfort. Discomfort also comes in from Anglo-Norman French, 14th century-ish, originally meant to deprive of courage or to dishearten. Now, here's an interesting thing. So it had this meaning of, you know, you're making someone unhappy.
Mm-hmm.
But between the 14th and 17th century, it appears to have gotten confused with discomfort. And so discomfort was sometimes used to mean to defeat in battle.
Oh, interesting.
Right. But that didn't seem to survive the 17th century. And by the early 19th century, discomfort meant to make someone mentally or physically uncomfortable.
Yeah.
In other words, to discomfort. You can see that these two merge to mean pretty much the same thing.
Yeah.
So I've been trying to figure out what's going to happen here as to whether these are both going to exist side by side. The fact is, not many people use discomfort as a verb. Do you think you use it to discomfort someone?
No. I have other ways of discomforting someone or discomfiting them, as the case may be.
Yeah, I don't. For me, that's a noun. You can cause discomfort as a noun, but don't tend to use it as a verb. Didn't find much use in databases. I could find examples of discomfort as a verb. So I thought, well, maybe we'll start to see discomfort as the verb and discomfort as the noun. But the problem with my theory is that discomfort, while it does appear sometimes in writing, does not appear in the spoken language very much. It doesn't look very healthy. It's plummeted in use over the 20th century. I think we just may not have a verb for this.
Oh, I'm so sorry to have to say goodbye to discomfort and to have to say goodbye to you this morning. Thanks, Anne.
Thanks, Rena.